Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. We have Rick Lloyd in here with the Price Tower, and we often talk about arts, but we just had a strolling troubadour right by the radio station playing his six string.
That was nice.
Was that one of yours?
Not one of ours, but you never know.
You never know. Could get a job.
It's nice to see that. He's busking as he walks.
That is pretty darn cool. Well, nice. How you been?
Doing great, yes.
How's the tower? Here. It's not leaning, right?
The leaning tower is not in Bartlesville.
I know. We have the one that's straight.
Yes.
Perpendicular to the ground.
Yeah, and it's doing well. We're shifting as everybody is, and pivoting on new things, and zooming like everybody else is. But things are moving in a good direction. So we're thrilled with that.
Now, you had a great summer. The nice little addition with food service outside.
Right.
With that nice little amenity right next door.
Yeah. So when the Tower Center at Unity Square opened June 1st, we opened up our Plaza Dining, which was in the former parking lot for where the residents would park when the tower was originally built. So that allowed us to open that up and put tables and chairs out there. We utilized the kitchen that was downstairs. That was so kind of revamped back in the early 2000s, just as a kind of a catering kitchen. Mm-hmm. And so we have been fortunate enough to receive a couple of grants. So we'll be remodeling that in order for it to be up to grade and up to snuff for us to be able to open back up in the spring.
Wow, that is really nice.
Yeah, we're very excited about that.
We've got a great community that kind of takes care of things like that, don't they?
Fantastic. We put the call out and said, this is what we would like to do with this space and make it to where, not just for COVID, we've had this in the in the works for a number of years. The previous executive director kind of had it as his vision as well. And so we've been able to put that into place, and with the COVID and people wanting to be outdoors dining, it really has stepped up and really made for a great place for people to experience Copper.
Tell you what, it's a nice little advertisement too. Folks kind of see, hey, what are they doing? What are they trying? Hey, I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, and with
all it takes is an introduction, right?
Yeah, and with all the events that they have out there at the Tower Center, it's just a perfect match for people to come over, get a drink, or get something to eat, or just we've had a number of people that will come and have dinner with their friends, let their kids play in the park, and they can see them and keep an eye on them, and just be able to experience kind of both opportunities. Let your kids kind of play and roam, but also kind of enjoy adult company and conversation as well.
A nice introduction to the best of Bartlesville, if you ask me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really, nobody's really nice.
Great. So what else we got going on? I mean, we've got a brand new month here, and
we
that
do.
Usually means that something of a theme sometimes arrives.
Well, with November comes cold weather.
Yeah.
And so with that, as we experienced, we had to make a decision in reference to how long are we going to do outdoor dining.
Oh, yeah.
So we decided several weeks ago that the 2nd of November, so Monday, we closed the plaza, and all of our dining is now upstairs on the 15th and 16th floors. So we are still offering outdoor dining because we have two terraces on the 16th floor, which a lot of people don't realize.
I didn't know that.
and they are fantastic views. And so we have the two dining rooms and the bar on 15. And then on 16, we have two outdoor terraces. And so those will be open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so that's going to be starting on Monday, the 9th of November. And so when days are really nice, we'll be opening up the terraces. And we've got two heaters on each terrace. And so if there is a little, crispness to the air, feel free that they'll, we'll be able to handle some of that and let people kind of experience some outdoor dining as well. So we're going to be opening breakfast for the public as well, starting on the 9th. So we've always had breakfast, and we've offered it to our guests that stay in the hotel. And so we've kind of decided we're going to kind of vamp up our breakfast with Chef Jordan has got a really great menu for the breakfast and offering that to the public, and so we're going to open that and start that come Monday.
Wow, that's something else.
Yeah, so we're excited about that.
You need a reservation for the terrace dining?
You don't. If you'd like to, you can, just to kind of ensure that, you know, that it's going to be there and that we have a space for you. But mm-hmm. each of the terraces will seat 12. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of dispersed the tables. So we've got three tables of four that that will be placed in each of those. And it's just really nice up there. One of them is a sunset. You know, now that sunset's mm-hmm. like at 2:30 in the afternoon, due to, you know, daylight savings time. But one of them is a sunset. So you can just see the beautiful sunset that that's up there. So I encourage, you know, folks, as they know that the days are going to be nice, mm-hmm. Give us a call, give us a try, and experience that that outdoor dining.
I bet that view is just breathtaking.
It is spectacular, especially on the one that you know, kind of looks out as you can see the sun setting. You know, and the sunsets here in Bartlesville are amazing. My wife is a big sky person. She's always looking at the moon and the, you know, and from 16 floors up, it's incredible. I mean, it really is. So people should take advantage of that as well.
That is just so cool. We're talking with Rick Lloyd, and he's with the Price Tower. And that is something I really didn't know about with the terraces. And, of course, you get some fresh air, and you
absolutely.
Get some spacing, and you get probably one of the best views you're going to get around here.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So what's stopping you, folks? That's all I have to ask.
Yeah, yeah. Come on out, because it's it really is. It's a unique experience, and it's an opportunity to see. Every time I go up there and with guests, they're amazed at the views that you can see from up there that you don't get really anywhere else. Plus the fact that you're outdoors. It's safe. There's a glass wall that's, you know, about 4 foot high, and then the copper louvers are all around there, and they open up nicely. And so, you know, you're well within the safety measures of everything that would make people comfortable.
It's not like you kind of walk out there on the terrace and you're start grabbing for something like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and you're not on the roof of the building.
No, not
so
at all.
Yeah.
That is really something else. Now we've got just a whole bunch of other things that go on at the Price Tower. We always have some artworks there.
Right. Yeah. So last month we opened up Arkansas Territory. And that is an exhibition of 80 paintings that depict mm-hmm. from the Arkansas-Oklahoma territory. Mm-hmm. And they're amazing and beautifully done pieces of artwork. And that'll be through January 3rd.
Wow.
So mm-hmm. it's a free exhibit. So we welcome the public to come out anytime. It's open daily from 10 to 8. So if you come for dinner or lunch before or after you experience that, you know, stop by. Spend some time in the gallery and really take a look. It's beautiful artwork. Deshane Atkins, who's our curator, she did a fantastic job of putting those all on display. And so it's really a fun way to take a look at some amazing art from artists that are from around this this area as well. Mm-hmm. So, and there several of them have been sold, but the rest of them, they're all for sale. So you can purchase them and take them with you at the end of the exhibition. This is the last stop on this tour mm-hmm. That has been going on for about 3 years. So
wow.
We've already sold one to a couple here in Bartlesville at our opening. And so come out and experience that and take a look and see if there's anything in there that might fit in your house.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Now, also things going on at Price Tower. You know, we've got some holidays coming up, and what's coming up around the corner here?
We do, and we want to let folks know that in the gallery, which is a 1,500 square foot space, it is available for rental, for parties. We set up tables. We have a number of luncheon that we've done even since COVID. People are, you know, pretty adamant about, you know, spacing, and so we're able to do that, put four people at a large, you know, round table, and really get people in that space. So if you've got a company Christmas event that you want to, or, you know, a reunion or those types of things, we've got lots of spaces. We also have a boardroom that we can allow folks in, and our chef works fantastic meal preparations for your event. We have a wedding that is coming up as well, and so we do those events, and we can cater those at a number of different levels, and whatever kind of fits folks' budgets. And the one that we're doing coming up at the end of this month is fairly nice. And so we can do that. And Chef Jordan is thrilled, you know, to be able to create whatever the bride and groom would like, and really kind of customize your menu for what you would like to have.
Now, how is Chef Jordan doing? I mean, kind of a rough start with the COVID.
Yeah.
But by golly, I tell you what, soon summer hit. Things were happening. New things were happening at Price Tower. And he had to innovate. It's a good thing he had Chef Nook around to kind of help him out a little.
Yeah. So so Nook, you know, is filling the role of our general manager. And Chef Jordan did. He came in. And right as we kind of shut down, and so the idea that he was going to come in and kind of create his menu that he had already set for Copper and the opportunities that were there, that guy has shifted on a dime a number of different times. So he created, you know, his menu for takeout only, that we kind of did for the first couple of months, and then his Plaza menu in June, which was kind of fast casual, with, you know, flatbreads and hamburgers. And I'm telling you, if you guys haven't tried one of Jordan's hamburgers, you have not experienced. Everyone, he has four different ones. Three of them are on the menu at all times, and they're fantastic. But he's gone to that and then created a brunch menu as well. So on Sunday, we have brunch from 9 to 3. And it's been very popular, well-priced, well-attended. And so he's, you know, kind of adding a couple of new things each Sunday to the menu, and then doing his dining, you know, his fine dining menu in the evenings. Mm-hmm. And now that we're kind of doing breakfast for the public, he's created that menu. So he's really coming up with some creative ways to, you know, bring in his flair and his American cuisine that that he thinks that people will really like. And it's been very popular. People have really enjoyed the experience. The other thing that we've done with him and with this situation is we're now on DoorDash. And so, you know, to
new
go
thing,
yeah, so, you know, trying to open up the opportunity for people to experience his food, even if they don't want to come in.
That is really something else. So folks, if you're ever there at the Copper, make sure that you show your appreciation.
Yes.
Say, hey, thanks.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that about the Price Tower is that it's being supported by all of us. Mm-hmm. Because that's the feature of it. It's a historic building.
Yes,
it's,
it
you know, it's one of the unique features that we have here in Bartlesville. It's the only realized skyscraper that Frank Lloyd Wright ever designed. And it's ours. And it's up to all of us to help support it. So we have memberships. We always enjoy and appreciate donations and sponsorships that we have. Be on the lookout for an opportunity to do that towards the as your year end rolls around. We would appreciate and tremendously value folks continuing to support the Price Tower as they have.
And if you haven't ever considered that, make that a consideration.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got
all
levels of it. And, you know, it is one of the things that most people from around the country come and experienced. And they are amazed by it. The other day, I walked out and we had five cars in the parking lot that are adjacent to the tower for guests. And all five of them were for different states. And
nice.
I took a picture of each of the license plates because, you know, we do get people, and here it is, you know, in the midst of COVID, and people are feeling like that they want to get out and travel and experience, and they were all staying with us, and so it's really great to see.
Wow. It's the Price Tower. It's right here in your hometown in Bartlesville. If you haven't made the trip, do so. And if you haven't tried the cuisine, do so. You know, the burgers that were out this this summer, my friend Maria will swear by the PBJ.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
She took one bite. She goes, I'm done. This is good. And I'm thinking, all right, well,
yeah.
I'll sign
we always
up.
Bring extra napkins because it is so delicious and juicy. The, you know, the way that he prepares those really, people enjoy, and it's really good. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, it is. Now, with the Copper, do folks need a reservation normally on this, or?
You know, we
it's kind of recommend it.
We do recommend that folks make a reservation, especially if it's, you know, if you have a party of, you know, six or so and you would like a specific dining room.
Sure.
We'd love for you to request that if it's a special evening.
Don't
you
be
know,
left out
if
the
it's
cold.
An anniversary or, you know, a birthday, we'd love to print on our menu, you know, happy anniversary or, you know, happy birthday,
nice
John or Sue, whatever it is. And it really, it kind of makes for a nice experience for everybody, especially the birthday person or the anniversary folks. We're happy to do that, and we can do that if you let us know and if you're making reservations.
We're talking with Rick Lloyd with the Price Tower. I heard a rumor that you might have a gift shop there at the Price Tower.
I was just going to say, with the holiday season coming up, we have stocked up on our items in the gift shop, and it's a great place for you to, you know, take a look at and to purchase gifts for the holidays or for yourself. We've got, you know, homeware goods and, you know, socks and ties for the gentlemen, and
a number of socks are big,
very popular. I mean, they're great socks. Uh-huh. And the quality is fantastic, but they're all kind of in the Frank Lloyd Wright motif, you know, if you will. And same thing with, like, we offer napkins and placemats, and, you know, we've got a whole assortment of ornaments now. They're called Wright-sickles. And they're all of the Frank Lloyd Wright kind of designs. Mm-hmm. And some of them are three-dimensional. And so they're beautiful. And we just got a whole shipment of those in. And so we would love for folks to come by, take a look at our gift shop, and see what, you know, they might want for themselves or for some of their family or friends this this season.
And, of course, this is an operating hotel, folks. You've heard of that staycation. Have you ever done this, folks? Have you ever just said, you know, I really would like to see what my town looks like from the perspective of a tourist? I've done this before.
Right.
It's well worth it. You might want to give this a shot.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, you know, what you got for a weekend? And
it is a fun getaway.
Even if you,
know,
you live here,
right,
it's a
great don't have to drive far. I've spoken to a number of people who've, you know, lived here for, you know, however long. They've never stayed in one of the rooms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've completely deep cleaned them all. We've got all new bedding, all new towels, all new robes. You know, we've really refreshed all of the rooms, and so they're beautifully taken care of. Polly Wilson, who's our director of our hotel operations, has done a fantastic job of upgrading all of those, and we were in the process of that, and because we were shut down for about 10 weeks there, it allowed us to really go in and, you know, enhance those for our guests. So we're excited about that, and people really do love it. And, you know, the other thing is that if you've got family or company that's coming in for the holidays, you know, definitely if you don't want them staying at your house, offer to put them up at the Price Tower. They'll love you for it. But also, if you want to have a special dinner for you and your guests, you know, we can do that in one of our private dining rooms, and we can set up a table, mm-hmm. create the menu for you, and really have it as a special chef-led dinner. So we're thrilled to do that upon reservations at your request anytime during the next several months, or anytime throughout the year. But, you know, during the holidays, it's really kind of a special if you've got some company coming in and you want to just have something unique and special for them.
Very good. Now, how do people find out about the Price Tower? The website?
Our website is great, pricetower.org. And, you know, it has the three things that we really encourage people to do, which is visit us, stay with us, and dine with us. So they've got all three of those features there, and you can experience that. Or you can, you know, you can call us, talk to us about, you know, an event that you're interested in, or anything that's, you know, kind of unique that you would like to do there at the Price mm-hmm. Tower. 336-1000 is our phone number, and we'd be thrilled to talk to you and really create something unique and different. We've had people come and stay for their anniversaries in the hotel, you know, and we can have champagne and roses there for you. We can create a special, you know, menu for you for your dinner, and really make it unique and special that you can't really do many other places around the country. But because, you know, we're small, and, you know, we can accommodate those things, our marketing staff can, you know, can print menus and can create things specific for you and or your guests. So it's really nice to be able to do that.
Talk about an experience. And it's right here in your own backyard,
right
here in Bartlesville. And, of course, like you said, with the holidays coming up, we've got plans to fit you for your gatherings, your get-togethers, and whatnot. And, of course, there's always something happening with the arts. And
yes.
We've got the one with the Arkansas-Oklahoma thing going until January?
January 3rd, Arkansas January 3rd. Territory. Yeah. Yes. Yep. So every day from 10 to 8, come by, visit it. It's free. Mm-hmm. You know, bring your kids. Kids love it. So it is an opportunity, you know, experience, you know, the arts and, you know, open up your kids and, you know, folks that aren't, you know, experiencing the arts, give them an opportunity. It's really, it's really one of the things that is unique to us. So take advantage of that.
Are we doing tours still?
Yes, sir. Thank you for asking. Yeah, we have a great volunteer group of docents that that are back with us, you know, due to COVID. We've limited the number of people on a tour to four, and masks are required. Our spaces are small and tight. The elevators are unique. And so we encourage people, you can go online and you can make your reservations for the tours online. They're at 11 and 2. Mm-hmm. And so you can do either one of them. And we offer those 7 days a week. Mondays are a very popular day for us for some reason, but also, you know, the weekends, just simply because most of our business for the hotel and tours are, you know, leisure travelers. They're traveling on the weekend. We have discounted hotel rooms during the week to encourage people to consider, you know, traveling during the week, staying during the week. So we've offered some discount hotel rooms for that. We've been booked most every weekend for the last two months. And so, you know, with no business travelers staying during the week and coming to town, you know, on business, our model shifted considerably to a weekend hotel. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage folks to take advantage of it during the week as well.
Very good. And again, the phone number for reservations or anything you might need.
Anything. Price Tower is 336-1000. So it's really easy to remember. And we're right on the corner of 5th and Dewey.
Can't miss it.
Nope.
It touches the sky.
There it is. It's the tree that escaped the crowded forest and then looks just like one, right?
Rick Lloyd, thank you for being our guest here on Community Connection.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, we've got more coming up. Stay tuned, folks.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with a large deal.